Now, by the way, if you're in Nevada, there is a sheriff by the name of Jesse Watts. He's of Eureka County. He's the sheriff there. He's a constitutional sheriff. There's also people like Lex Stinniger that was at our event last month. He helped make one of the counties in Nevada a constitutional county because the citizens went to him as a legislator and said, "Hey, we really would like to do this. Are you willing to help us?" And he said, "Well, of course I am." So one of the other ways is, if you don't know the sheriff, but you do know one of your legislative members in your state and or in your county, county commissioner, county supervisors, whatever they are, start with those people. And if you and a county commissioner or county supervisor kind of go and meet the sheriff together, he's more likely to be willing to meet with you and maybe one of your elected representatives, or a district attorney. Or anyway, the point is you want to get all three branches of government involved as well, right, Bill?
Absolutely. And I can't say enough about how much it makes a difference when you're introduced by a friend of whoever it is that you're dealing with. So, for instance, when I got an introduction to Sheriff Staley by Sheriff Mack, that was incredibly helpful because immediately I am like best friends with Sheriff Staley. He now realizes I'm a friend, that I'm somebody who's on his side, and that he now wants to help me in whatever it is that I'm trying to do. And that introduction made a huge difference. The same thing happened with our SOE when I had a person who was part of my organization who was friends with the Katie Lenhart, who was the supervisor of elections. She did the introductions, and now Katie became a really great partner working with us to help us create the model election security plan that we're using now across the state to help supervisors of elections secure their elections where there's not legislation that causes it to be required. So these types of introductions are crucial. I can't say enough about how building that relationship and that rapport is huge. Because when we used to go into meetings and say, "Hey, you're all committing treason, and you got to fix it," and like this, we didn't make a lot of friends, I can guarantee you. And that wasn't a way to help forward what we were trying to do. Even though we might have been absolutely correct about what we were saying, the reality was is that no one could hear it.